You are now listening to Mike's Opinion, Logic Unleashed.
That's right. You are now listening to and watching the Mike's Opinion podcast. Thank you so much for doing so. How you doing? You know, I always want to know first and foremost, how are you doing? I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're maybe having a sip. It's a little Pinot to you, clink clink, and all of that. I hope you're doing all right. Last week, I was AWOL, I was absentee. I ain't put no fluff out. I didn't put no best of episode out. I was busy. And I'm never too busy for you. I'm never too busy for you. That's why I'm here. I'm not reading yet, so I'm going to take off these glasses. I hope you're doing all right. I hope you're doing all right. Spring is right around the corner, and it was like almost 80 degrees today, almost 80 degrees tomorrow. You know, it's late, almost late after mid, almost late February. Anyway, I hope you're doing all right. So I'm just going to go off the rip off the top and let you know, if you are not into collectibles, sports cards, and that arena, listen to another episode. You can stay here for your entertainment purposes only, because I guarantee you it's going to be a bit animated. But if you're not into it, I understand. Skip on. This episode right here are for my sports cards people, my collectibles people. Behind me, you know, it's not a green screen thing. I just put the pictures in the background. Behind me is a picture of what's on my desk. I made a video today that I'm going to upload to Twitter. I use that as a background. Me and wifey did, showing some breaks of some new inventory that we got. So, I'm not like super. I'm heavy in the space. You know what I'm saying? In this sports card space. So this is why I have a strong opinion on it. I've been into it for a long time, you know, collecting, trading, buying, selling, the whole nine, right? So I've watched this evolve over the years. So I want to preface this episode by saying I don't mean to offend anyone. That is not my intention. If the shoe fit, wear it. That's all I can tell you. If the shoe fit, wear it. If you happen to be one of the people I'm talking about, good or bad, then that's just what that is. So I'm also trying out a couple new things here with backgrounds. I got another camera here. I'm trying to do the double shot. I'm a one-man band trying to learn, trying to grow the show. Grow the show. And while I'm speaking of that, support the show, please. I'm not behind the Patreon paywall just yet. It's still free to you. It's free to you, right? Whether you're watching on YouTube or any of the DSPs, if you know Spotify, Apple, wherever you listening or watching, then I appreciate that. I haven't gone the Rumble route yet or uploaded anywhere else yet the video. If you got any suggestions where I should upload, hit me up, mikesopinionshow@gmail.com, or hit me up on any of the socials. Just search Mike's Opinion Podcast. You'll find me. Mike's Opinion, you'll find me. I welcome all the feedback. I like the feedback. The good, the bad, and the ugly. It's all good. Say what you got to say. Because you know right here at the Mike's Opinion Podcast, that's what I do. I give it to you raw. I give it to you real. And that's how I like it. I give it how I want it. Raw and real. Raw and real. So, you know, I've postponed doing this episode. And part of that was out of, you know, my fear of being wrong, my insecurity in terms of how much experience I don't have. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not 20, 30 years into the sports collecting game. maybe 10, 15, something like that. You know what I'm saying? And I really started getting into the space, like so many other people are, relatively, you know, last 5, 6 years. So I was here before the pandemic hit, and I was here after the pandemic hit. But let's just dive right in. The fuck is wrong with you motherfuckers? What is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all? And you say, yo, Mike, what you talking about? And listen, I'm trying not to wake up everybody in my house because, you know, I record late, but it might be some yelling. It might be some knocks on the door. It might be some people be like, yo, you all right? You all right? Are you okay? No, I'm not. You know why? Because we got idiots in the game. We got people that don't know what the fuck they doing. We got desperados that selling PSA 10s for $10. Now, there's some people out there, maybe they got the hookup. Maybe they could get a PSA graded for $4. I don't know those people, not to, in this day and age. I mean, if you're just a normal person like me, $15 may be the cheapest. Maybe $12 every once in a while. So if you know how to get PSA joints graded, and I'm not any brand, any name from, you know, YouTube, PSA, SGC, you know, Beckett, BGS, any of them. And there's a ton of graders out there now. It's like a new one pop up every week. I'm not sponsored. Support the show, please. Like, share, comment, follow, subscribe. Do that. Share the show. If you got a few dollars, go into the show notes. Hit me up. Send me $20, $5, $1. Cash App, PayPal, Venmo. Also, I got a GoFundMe out there. Any way you choose to support, we greatly appreciate it. You know, I digress. I'm always all over the place. But, you know, hey, I'm not talking fast. You're listening slow, as they say. So, yo, listen, I'm going to say this, what I'm about to say several times. We are the market. We are the market. I always hear people say, oh, well, we are the fucking market. We are the market. Dumbass. So while you selling mad shit like this, can you see this? Michael Jordan, 1989 hoops, PSA 10, pet 10. Let me go to my notes. Cause you know, I did some history. Y'all know I do some digging. I did some digging, right? And I got some historical prices. Now I had all these historical prices. I'm only going to mention a few because yeah, you know, the odds that this video, this rant is going to change the game, I don't know. I doubt it. Because this is some desperate motherfuckers. Y'all just desperate. Oh, I made a sale. On to the next. I watch some of these people run through these cards. And, you know, they'll bust open a box, a hobby box or a pack or whatever. Just everybody's in the hunt for that super card. And even when they get a great super card in their hands, it ain't shit to them. They on to the next. You say, yo, Mike, you just an old cat. You know what I'm saying? The speed of today is fast. It's dumb is what it is. I tell you what it is. It's dumb. Because nobody know how to sit the fuck down and appreciate some shit. Appreciate some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, like this hoops joint, PSA 10 back in July 2021. Was selling for between $325 and $350. This card right here, I want to make sure I ain't fucking up my green screen shit. Yo, this card, all right, you can't see that shit. Fucking the green screen shit. But yo, and I covered up my serial number because some of y'all motherfuckers are stalkers. Y'all want to see what I'm doing. But you see this card right here? This card, I'll put it on my other camera. Boom. Like I said, it's a hoops. 1989 Michael Jordan PSA 10. Back in July 2021, it was selling for between $325 and $350. Now, today, February 2024, $75, $80. What? What? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? You're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. I said it. I said it. I said that shit because you fucking up the game. You fucking up the game. We could all be eating. Everybody, raise your prices. And I know I didn't heard it all before, but what about the kids? What about the kids, that kid that wants to buy? I'm not going to say fuck the kids because I love the kids. I love the children. I love the children. But let's understand, it ain't kids the majority in this game. In this sports card game, and this right here, it's grown-ass men. Everybody trying to eat. I watched a TikTok last night. Two of them. Not TikTok. What's it called? Whatnot. Yo, I'm not exaggerating. This dude said he was going for 48 hours straight, cracking cases, doing, opening, ripping packs. He had the whole spinning wheel and you can pick this color and all this sort of shit. Yo, another motherfuckers was broadcasting. They was on hour 17. That's some desperate shit. Now, I'm never going to knock nobody's hustle or nobody's grind. Do you? But when we selling valuable shit for pennies on a dollar just to make a sale, you're dumb. You're fucking up the game. Now, I know there are people out there. There's big eBay sellers I've been watching. I watch, I learn, I listen. They're out there and they have been raising their prices. There are those that are out there that get it, that we could all be eating, but we cut in each other's throat just to make a sale. So valuable collectibles. And miss me with that, it's the market bullshit. Okay. Miss me with that. Let's be clear. We're all the suckers. Us in the sports card arena that's buying and selling, trying to make a living, trying to make a dollar. We're all the suckers. You know why? You know why? Because the only people getting really rich on a consistent basis are the card graders and the card manufacturers. And on that note, and I've already strayed. I got my notes, which I'm gonna get back to. But car manufacturers, here's a message from Mike of the Mike's Opinion Podcast to you: slow the fuck down, you greedy fucks. I'm sorry, I take that back. I'll take the fucks part off. But y'all greedy. Y'all are shitting out more cards than ever. Y'all are selling more cards. I'm talking Tops, Panini, Fleer. I'm talking all the major card manufacturers out there. You ruining any scarcity. And the scarcity that is out there, guess who can't afford that shit? Ain't nobody got $10,000 to buy a fucking box in hopes of getting a hit to get that one-on-one order, auto, showy, Otani, or something. You know, everybody's just chasing that Wembley, you know, 7-footer down in San Antonio, the French phenom. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's trying to, you know, where's that Wembley at? I want that Wembley. Where's Wembley? Car manufacturers, have some responsibility. Have some decency. We the suckers because we keep spending dough and they keep getting paid. They keep getting paid. And the market, meanwhile, the market keeps getting flooded with bullshit. I'm not hating. Ain't never been a hater a day in my life. But I'm in this space. I'm also from the streets. of New York City. Stand up. You know what I'm saying? But for instance, if you got a dealer on one corner selling his product for $10, and then another dealer come over here and sell the same product for $3, yeah, he gonna get more customers because the customers don't give a fuck. Customers gonna flow to that deal. So my man that was selling for $10, his product on the corner, he gonna have a problem. You know why? Because you're not selling for $9. You came over and sold for $3. You cutting my business dead. When we could all be eating if we selling for $9. This is what's happening in the sports card business and any other business. This is why you can get the same roll of toilet, package of toilet paper for different prices at the dollar store, at Walmart, or at Target, or at a boutique store, a privately owned store. That same exact roll, or excuse me, package of toilet paper would be $3 over here at the thrift store or at the dollar store. It'll be $5 over at Walmart. It'll be $7 at Target and $9 at the boutique store. Same pack. Same thing with these joints right here. I got another historical, like I said, I had a bunch, but I don't want to keep just you know, rambling about the history. But 1989 Bowman, Ken Griffey rookie card, number 220. PSA 10. In May of 2021, they were selling for over 400 bones, for $400. $400. 1989 Bowman Ken Griffey rookie number 220. Now it's half that. You could be lucky to get 20, and you'll find some dumbass out there selling it for $75. Once again, I need to be clear. I'm not hating. But you're fucking up the game. We could all be making a good amount of cash, better amount of cash than we can. And look, I'm not letting none of this deter me. I'm going to stay in the game. And I'm, my brother is in the Marines, retired Marine. And, you know, you improvise, you adapt, and you overcome. You do what you got to do. You do what you got to do to survive. But I, you know, like I said, I've been hesitant to put this episode out there. But I decided, yo, this is how I feel. And at the Mike's Opinion Podcast, we don't shy away. So bring all the bullshit that I know some of y'all going to say, and I know some of y'all going to support, because I see the prices. eBay is one of the biggest markets out there. You say what you want to say about them. Their fees are ridiculous, dumb, ridiculous. Yo, eBay, for long-term sellers, we deserve a discount. I've been on eBay for a long time. I sell all kinds of shit. It's just not sports cars that I'm into. I'm into all kinds of stuff. Jewelry. I mean, yo, if I could flip it and make a profit, I'd do. But, I'm getting away. I used to, in my younger years, about 20 years ago, I was just whatever I could say, I would get. Now, I get pallets of just dumb shit. I'm not into that. I'm refining. I've gotten better in what I want to do. Because if I don't make $100 on the sale, what's the point? What's the point? If I don't make $100 in profit, it's a waste of my time. That's how I feel. But, yo, look. Let me show you. Yo. I got about 3 million cards. You see these? These are all in top loaders. Yo, I got cards everywhere. Everywhere. And like I said, this picture behind me is sitting on my desk. But my office is a mess, so that's why I really always put a backdrop, you know, the green screeny backdrop joint in my joint, because I know where everything's at. I know where everything's at, but y'all know, like I said, I do some research. So let's dig into that. Ooh, excuse me. A little bit. Let me look at my notes. Oh, just to let you know. I'm scattered. I'm all over the place. I really don't do a whole lot of rehearsal, be quite honest with you. But You know, I come in, drop the episode off top of the dome. I do prepare though. I do get some notes. Now, these may not be the most accurate, but I just want to give you an idea of why I'm in the game when it comes to sports cards and why so many other people are in the chase and out here chasing. Because one of these little cards, yo, one of these little cards, right? These tiny little cards can change your whole life. For instance, I'm going to give you top five. Luka Doncic, who's here in the Dallas Mavericks. I haven't gone to the game to get him the autographs and shit. I probably need to do that. 2018. Hey, yo, Luka, if you see this, holler at me. I'm right here in the DFW. So, you know, sign some shit for me. Anyway, 2018 Panini National Treasures 101 Logo Man Autograph. February 2021, private sale, sold for 4.6. 4.6 what? $1 million. 4.6 milli. You heard? 4.6. Oh, I said I was going to do top five. That was number four. 2009 Bowman Chrome Draft Prospect Super Fractor Auto 1/1 at Golden Auction, sold for 3.9 milli. Okay. 3.9. The seller was a gambling consultant called David Vegas Dave. And he only bought the card for only 400,000. Flipped it for 3.9. All right. So I told you the Luka joint was number four. The number three highest selling card, 2003. LeBron James, Upper Deck Exquisite Collection, Rookie Patch Autograph. It was a BGS. 9, serial number out of 23, sold for 5.2. You get my drift? You see where I'm going with this? You can enrich yourself. Okay, now, of course, these are top sales. Top sales. Like, if I got one of those type of hits in a box, like, I've seen people on Twitter that be like, I just got this hit. I'm shaking. Because I got a 101 and they know. Like, what are you going to pop that shit in the mail and send it to get graded? I'm not putting that shit in the mail. I'm hopping a flight to get that graded. I'm not. That shit is not leaving my sight. Do you understand? Because you're talking millions of dollars. You're just going to throw something, you know, let, you know, UPS, FedEx, USPS handle that. No disrespect to them, but I think not. Because let me tell you, somebody that's in the game who has had to file insurance claims because suddenly my cards, my graded cards just upped and came up missing. Imagine that. All you got to do is a little search. You'll find out it happens. There are thieves amongst us everywhere. Not just at UPS, FedEx, or USPS. And I'm not throwing no shade. These are just the facts of the matter. This is how it's going down. People will rob you with the light in your Honda. It don't matter. So, number two and number one are both. There was a tie for number three. It was a Steph Curry 2009 National Cherry, National Treasures rookie logo man 1/1 PSA 8. Sold for 5.9, and to round out the top two, they both older. Number two was a Honus Wagner, 1909 and 1911 T206 joint. If you know about that set, you know what that is. SDC 3 sold for 6.6, and number one on the list, and this may have been surpassed by now, was back in August of 2022, Mickey Mantle 1952 Tops number 311 sold for 12.6. Heritage Auctions, which has a spot right here in Dallas. I've done business with Heritage. Shout out to Heritage. And I tell people all the time, you know, eBay is a lot of bottom feeders be on eBay, but eBay is still the biggest. You can get some big sales there. But, you know, if you really want to get money, Sotheby's, Christie's, Heritage, these bigger auction houses, because they have a clientele who has deeper pockets. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, yeah, I know I digress. But I wanted to just, you know, let y'all know about that, because if you have in the game, then you already know you track these kind of sales. But, you know, you can buy a box for a couple $100 and end up getting a $5,000 card out of it. So I understand why people are doing this. And in the meantime, they chucking these lower cards. You say, yo, Mike, you don't understand the game. You don't understand the market. You don't understand how this hobby shit works. Yes, I do. I fully understand it. And all I'm saying is everybody raise their prices so we could all eat more. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If it's a PSA, identical, same card, same player, same everything, let's keep it within a range so we could all eat. That's all I'm saying. I'm saying we are the market. We are the market. We can dictate what the prices are. Do you understand? That's all I'm saying. So when I see some dumbass selling the PSA 10 for $5, I'm like, look, what's wrong with you? Why are you so thirsty to get a sale? But then again, look, I'm not without compassion. Maybe you need that $5. Maybe that's, you could eat for a week, loaf of bread, some cheap lunch meat. Maybe that's what you got to do. Maybe you just, you know, you survive it. Maybe this not the game for you if that's what you're doing. You know? Maybe, I don't know. I could speculate all day on the maybes, but I really ain't talking to you if you're selling out of that kind of desperation, because you got to eat, and I understand. I'm talking to these crackheads that's out here that will open a pack and be like this. They'll be like this. Let me make sure the video is looking good. They'll go like this. Oh, I got that. I got that. I got that. Oh, I got that. And then open another box. Oh, I got that. I got that. Meanwhile, passing up what I deem to be great cards. Look, okay, okay. You see the gray hair? I get it. I'm older. I'm still vibrant, strong, vital. Hope to be for a long, long time. I eat my vegetables. Sometimes my wife wants me to eat more vegetables. And I drink water a lot. But this ain't a young man's game. This ain't an old man's game. This ain't a kid's game. This is a business, is what it is. A business. So, we should act accordingly. And a lot of people in this game have no idea how to run a business. They're so desperate for a sale to get on to the next. You know what I'm saying? And I get it. The hunt. The chase, you hoping to get that hit, right? You hoping to get that hit. $100,000 hit, $1 million hit. But you fucking up the game in the process. Everybody, raise your prices. I don't see why any good card, and one of the statistics I have in my notes is that there's 8 billion people on the planet. If there are 1 million of this particular card, 1 million, that's 1/100th of the population. And you say, yo, Mike, 8 billion people ain't in the sports card space. You're right. You're right. As a matter of fact, on that note, I happen to have some statistics about that. And as I have a couple of very interesting statistics that you will probably be or should be interested in. In 1993, according to the research that I did, there were 4 million baseball card collectors. And now there's only around 900,000. Why is that? Well, some say the decline in interest is because younger generations grew up playing video games and not watching sports. However, today, there's a notable trading card resurgence. It's popping again, y'all. Now, the two things I want you to take away from this episode. Check out all the other episodes. I talk about all kinds of shit. Whatever interests me. I've done other episodes about PSA and sports cards. You can definitely check those out. I'll try to put a link in the show notes. I always say that and I forget. But the resurgence in sports cards is real. But the two things I want you to take away from this episode is we are the market. We are the market. Understand that. Embrace that. Know that we can dictate the prices and have some common business acumen. Have some decency. Have some smarts. Okay? Stop selling $300 shit for $20. It's dumb. Market research, and I found this upcoming statistic, which is great for all of us that's in this space. I found it more than one place, so I tend to believe it. But in 2019, in the year 2019, the sports card industry and the industry, I would imagine, encompasses all, not just the cards, but the holders, you know, the sleeves, the top loaders, all the shit that's associated with it, right? But the sports card industry in 2019 was a $13 billion industry. It is projected to reach by 2027 to become a $98 billion industry. Think about that. That's about eightfold in the next 3 years. So I know why people in this game. I know why people in this game. I know why I'm in this game. One, I like to collect. I'd like to pass some of these things on to my children, my grandchildren. If they're interested, fine. If they're not, boom, it's done. But when they have this Jordan, after Jordan is said and gone, you know, may he rest in peace, and I hope he lives a long life. You know, just like this this Kobe 10 that I got right here. You see this? I got this Kobe, you know, and he's going, may he rest in peace. And man, every time I think about that, just saying it out loud just blows my mind. Rest in peace, Kobe, and you know, Gianna, his daughter. I hope I'm saying her name right. Never know when you're gonna go, yo. Live your life. You know, all this Luka right here. This Luka PSA 10 that I got right here. I got 10s. I got about 3 million cards. I got about 3 million cards. I'm always sending stuff to PSA. PSA still, to me, gets the most value bang for your buck, especially when you're reselling. But BGS, some SGCs, just depends. But yo, there's so many card graders out there. But yo, I don't want to lose sight of $98 billion by 2027. So yeah, I'm in this space. I'm going to stay in this space. Selling, buying, trading, collecting, all of that. all of that. And I mean, if y'all don't know, I'm pretty sure you know, but if you don't know, you know, these cards started out for my smokers way back, you know, in the 19th century, in 1800s. They used to stick them in the tobaccos, you know, tobacco companies. This wasn't for kids. It's for grown-ass people. And then companies said, how can we get more money? They started doing the baseball joints, appealing to the kids. And I've watched many videos, you know, people with these card shops and this and say, you know, if a kid comes in and the whole meanwhile ain't a kid in their shop. And that's why, you know, I understand the decline. A lot of these kids ain't fucking with this. These are grown-ass men, you know. And how that's going to transition, they have video game cards out there. There's a whole another world. I'm sitting on, matter of fact, I wasn't planning on talking about this, but, you know, you got Desert Storm cards. I got, man, I got all, man, cards all over the freaking place. Cards just unopened. Cincinnati Reds, Pat, Kraft, singles, baseball card. I mean, anywhere I could reach, I can reach over. But what I was talking about is the non. This is a game called Bagoon, the non sports cards. But I got the, you know, the Disney cards, the Looney Tunes. If you name a trading card, I have it. And what's crazy is if I don't, I got to have it. I got to have it in my collection. I've amassed a crazy collection. And I like that. You know, it's just one of those things. Oh, here's another one right here. What's this? Oh, this is another Bagoon. I thought it was Magic the Gathering or something like that. But Magic the Gathering, and less, really, I didn't even mention the Poke. That Pokemon, yo. I ain't even getting no statistics on Pokemon. I was concentrating on sports cards for this episode. It's a whole nother animal. Magic the Gathering Pokemon? They get money. Hey, I've done all right in the space. I can't really complain. I'm not rich yet. And I'm not even trying to get rich. I'm trying to get rich. I don't really need that to be happy, though. My wife made some enchiladas today. I'm not even an enchilada dude. Oh, it's a blessing to live with a woman that can cook. So I'm already rich because, I should be about 500 pounds. Let's see. Any other episodes? ESPN reports that over 950 million sports trading cards have been produced and counting. That's what they say. That is what they say. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what other stats that I had. And back in the 50s, like I said, they began, you know, putting bubble gun. You know, Topps used to be the man in the game. I can't say they are no more. Panini, man, they doing those things. And you remember NFTs? So for those of you that don't know, there is, and once again, I'm not advertising. I don't even want to say this, but I have to just because of the content. NBA Top Shot, they've got the football joint, the NFTs out there. They're doing some things. And just to let you know how they moving in the digital space, NBA Top Shot earned over $700 million. In less than a year when they came out. I've got about 30 unopened packs on Top Shot and probably maybe 40 or 50 cards from packs that I've opened. Same thing with the NFL joint, those NFTs. And they flashy. I mean, I like them. You know, I'm in the space. Something to do. You know, it's always been condition, popularity, and scarcity of the card that really drove the card. Now it's hyper that. You put hyper scarcity. These one-of-ones. Ain't nobody happy unless they get a one-of-one. You know, I've seen of five, of tens, of 25s selling for $2. Dumb. You stupid. You're dumb. You have no foresight. You can't see the future. You just want to sell. Oh, I sold it. I sold it. I had 100 sales today. I made $17. We are the market. Stop selling your shit for pennies. Stop selling like a desperate loser. I don't care how much inventory you go through. Everybody, raise your game. Raise your game. Raise your prices. Tell a friend, we are the market. Understand that. Let's see what else I had in these notes here. Just your popularity. I had that in there. I had the Bowman. Boom, why prices are declining. People have less money. There's so many more cards available, less enthusiasm. I hadn't even planned on making an episode this long, really. But I wanted to go 30 minutes or less, but I just had to chime. I had to chime in. I had to say, what's wrong with y'all? I had to just say my two cents. And I welcome. Make me understand if you think I don't understand. If you agree, Mike's Opinion Show@gmail.com. Hit me up on any of the socials. I am not going to market in this episode where I sell at. My brand. I'm not going to associate the two because I'm not trying to make this a marketing episode to drive traffic. I have other means to drive traffic. I can't convey it enough. We are the market. We are the market. Raise your prices. There shouldn't be a card out there, and then let me rephrase that, a decent card out there for less than $2. These cards, people selling for 10 cents with free shipping. What's the point? And I've heard people say, oh, so I can get them to keep buying, then they'll buy more expensive shit. That's a long road. I mean, trash cardboard is trash cardboard. I'm not saying every single card ever made is great, because it's not. Okay? I do want to say another thing before I go. Think about this, too, to my sports carders out there. The price between a gem and a mint from a 10 to a 9, the price drop-off is usually, lately, is hundreds of dollars. That's dumb. We are all doing ourselves a disservice if we selling a 10, a card that's graded, encapsulated in a 10, just for an example, for $500, and we selling the 9 for $25. How stupid do you have to be doing that? The 9 is still a mint card. What does PSA say about a 9? I know I got a 9 around here somewhere. Let me see. Is this a 9? That is a 10. Hold on. Let me see. Here's a 9. You know what 9 say? I didn't cover up the number on this one. What's a 9 say? Can you see that? See that? 9 still says mint. It's mint. It's perfect. It's perfect. If a 10 is selling for 500, one step down for that, she'd be getting at least half that. We doing dumb shit. And I ain't saying we, y'all. Y'all doing dumb shit because I'm not. I will sit on some shit for 5 years. I don't care. I'm not selling it. And you say, well, some people can't afford to do that. Oh, well, I can't afford to neither. That's why I'm asking you to support the show. Okay. But I would rather sit on it or put it out there for the price I want to get for it. And it's not because I don't understand the market, because I don't agree with the market, and because some people out there don't understand that we are the market. So if we all start raising the prices on all of our decent cards, all of our PSA 8 and PSA 9s, then we will all do better. We can change the market. Aha! Aha! Do you get it? You get it now? Give it some thought. Take some actions. Spread this video to everywhere. And I'm not just saying that for my popularity's sake. I'm saying that so we can all eat better, so we can all do better. And donate some stuff to the kids that are really in this. Good luck finding some. Good luck finding some. Because if it ain't Roblox or Minecraft or... what's the other one? I can't think of the other one. You know, but if it ain't electronic, they ain't messing with it. So, that's what I got to say today about sports cards. I think I've covered everything that I wanted to say. Let me just take one more preliminary just gaze. I want to make sure that I do not forget anything. Blah, 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 blah. I think that's it. And, you know, just one last thing. I know I said this, but car manufacturers, yo, at Panini, at Leo, send this to them. Slow down. Y'all are getting rich and you're putting out too many cards. Give us a chance to catch up. Give the market supply a chance to catch up. Instead of being so greedy. Say, yo, you live in America. It's about capitalism. Who said that was right? Anyway, as always, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. I appreciate you always. And I hope you're doing okay. I hope you're all right. If you're not all right, find a pathway to all right. You know, nothing lasts forever. And I hope if you're struggling, I hope it comes to an end soon and you can find a happy place in your life. I mean that. I'm Mike. This is the Mike's Opinion Podcast. Thanks again for listening and for watching. I see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening to Mike's Opinion. Logic Unleashed.